Hello, everyone around the world. You are on the Mike and Ape Show, and you know, we hope you're doing well. You know, New York City is leading the way in the de-Uberization of the industry. Okay,
finally,
we have a big week coming up.
De-Uberization, I hope.
Right, we have a big week coming up. Uber tried to buy us out. Okay, did you hear about this, Mike? They wanted to give $100 million, $20 million a year for 5 years to help out the struggling medallion owners. Okay,
and what does that mean?
It means that Mayor de Blasio and the city council, Corey Johnson, the speaker, told them where they could take their $100 million.
Well, that's ridiculous. If they wanted to say $100 billion, I would probably be closer to it. But $100 million is
$100 billion, I might consider that. Okay? But where do they get the nerve? Where do they get the nerve? Tell me, where do they get the nerve to come in here, cheat their way into the system? Right, everybody knows they came in the back door, right?
Oh, sure.
Cheat their way into the system and then say, "Look, we're sorry, we hurt you. We'll give you we'll give you some money to help you out." Okay.
Right.
Now, now our friend Carolyn did the math that if every medallion owner got that, it would be $7,000 a medallion. But they only wanted to give it to the hurting medallion owners, not the corporations. Okay.
Not the rich medallion owners. Yeah,
right. You know, I mean, I might be considered a rich medallion owner because my medallion owner is part of a mini fleet. Okay?
Yeah. Here's my solution. Yeah, I thought about it long and hard. And my solution to Uber is charge Uber cars $20 a day to work in Manhattan. That's it. 10-4. It's all over. $20 a day to work in Manhattan. Built to the easy pass. And then eventually, the existing Uber drivers will make a fortune because the fly-by-nights, which is killing the business and killing the traffic, will be gone. Because what's happening now is Uber started this campaign where they said, "Get your side hustle on!" Where they had some guy who was doing a step and fetch it sounding guy talking about how I'm going to make money with Uber.
Yeah.
And what they were trying to get him in was, like, for his 9-to-5 job, if he has a 9-to-5 job, he would be able to do like 2 or 3 trips a night working for Uber. So now that apparently has flooded the business where these people have 9-to-5 jobs and they bring their cars in and they do 2 or 3 trips at night, which is destroying the full-time Uber drivers who went out and bought a Cadillac, and now he's, like, getting repossessed. And it's a big problem. So a lot of the traffic, it's like a starting bell. As soon as 5 o'clock ends, the elevator guy and the doorman and the guy who works 9-to-5, he's got his car that he's brought into work, and now he's going to get 3 trips before going home to make $50 to pay for the car going into work, which is ridiculous. And I'll tell you, the other thing is, just peripherally, I mean, they say, "Oh, the cabbies crying about Uber." The trucks can't make deliveries. You get one truck dropping off a couple of boxes, it takes them the whole day to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops can't get to emergencies. I see it on the streets all the time. The ambulances can't get to emergencies, and you can't shop. I mean, you got people coming in to shop. They can't do anything. Oh, and the other thing is these people bringing their cars in, they don't spend any money. They just bring the cars in. They do not spend money in the stores. They drive around and around and around. So now you have the club kids have gotten Uber cars, so they can drive around and around and around. Then a call comes out, they make $5 or $10.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mishmash. I mean, we have to stop, kissing ass on these globalist idiots and start protecting the workers in the city, for God's sake. I mean, isn't that what de Blasio keeps saying?
Yes, but Mike, let me just, tell you that, you know, this week is supposed to be the correction week. Okay? The bills that are said to be being passed that we believe will be passed, that it appears quite evident that there is enough votes in the city council to pass them, will one
good.
One stop them from stop Uber and all of the other companies that are like Uber from issuing new licenses for 1 year to start off with, okay, while they do a study. We know what the study will tell them. They don't even need to do a study. But in that time, and also they're going to set a minimum wage that these drivers should be making, okay?
Right.
Which means that Uber's going to have to pay them whether they make money or not, okay?
Right.
So that in itself, will knock a lot of cars off the road, okay? Especially the part-timers. Okay, the Uber's not gonna want to pay a part-timer X amount of dollars an hour when they're only doing two fares, you know.
Get your side hustle on! By the way, their little commercial where they said, you know, we each go to the outer boroughs where the yellow cabs don't go. They had a nice little campaign going on, insinuating that I'm a racist because I don't take black people to Bedford-Stuyvesant, which is complete BS.
Right.
And I will show you my trip sheet, and I have all my computer records that I go to Brooklyn, I go to Harlem, at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, I go to the Bronx. And the reason cabbies don't go to Brooklyn or, you know, sometimes they don't want to go to Brooklyn, there's nothing coming back. It's flooded with Uber cars. You've destroyed the outer borough business for the yellow cabs by flooding the outer boroughs with Uber cars.
And that's
one thing.
And that's what the city council is telling Uber, is that we're not, you know, Uber's saying, well, if we limit their licenses, then the ones that are left will go into Manhattan, because that's where the money is. What?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me? You're telling us the money's in Brooklyn. You're telling us the money's in Brownsville. You know,
right.
You know, Al Sharpton said, quote unquote, I do not see any traffic jams of yellow cabs in Brownsville. Okay?
Well, he may want to get some glasses, because
yeah,
if you
I
go
know.
To Metropolitan Avenue,
yeah.
And the green cabs, what about the green cars? They put green cars in the outer boroughs. That was supposed to be the solution. So the cabs are going to go where the money is.
All of this has come up, okay? But what you're saying is that whatever Uber cars are in Brownsville will wind up going to the city, which makes no sense at all, because if they have less cars, they'll have more work in Brownsville if there's more work there, if there is any work there at all. Okay.
Right. Well, all I say is that the taxi app, I'm hoping the taxi app companies step up, because Curb is finally starting to get some action on their apps. But somebody was telling me the thing with Curb, where a guy can do a e-hail with Curb, and sometimes he'll have an account, but there won't be enough money on the debit card. So then you get a mess where he's running the debit card, and he's saying, okay, well, goodbye. It's like, sir, it pops up during the trip. Not enough money on debit card. Not after or before, but during the trip. Not enough money on debit card, so now you have a mess. Now you have a situation where you're like, sir, what do you mean there's not enough money? This is an account. So you have to make it pre-approved for these e-hails, okay? Because there's all kinds of BS going on in the hood. Like I said, it's not that complicated. But all I know is Uber, and meanwhile, Uber is talking about servicing the minority communities in the outer boroughs. How about the minorities driving Uber cars who are getting whacked for 30% per trip plus expenses and getting less than minimum wage dollars for driving their Uber cars? What about those minority guys? And I look at the Uber cars. There ain't exactly a lot of Swedish Uber drivers on the road. So a lot of people of color are getting screwed driving Uber.
Okay.
How's that for a commercial?
And listen, Mike, let me talk about a couple of things that are going on, okay, and a couple of, what's going on behind the scenes and things like that, okay? First of all, I have in front of me a flyer from the Taxi Workers Alliance. This is going to be a very busy week for the taxi industry, okay? on Monday, there's going to be a demonstration at the Uber office at the Fauci building. Is that what you call it, the Fauci building? 3100 47th Avenue in Long Island City. 2 p.m. there'll be a demonstration, okay?
Right.
On Tuesday, there'll be a demonstration at City Hall in support of the bills, okay? And on Wednesday, the FHV committee meeting will vote on the bills, and it's open to the public, okay? at noon, Reverend Diaz, the chairman of the FHV committee, and sponsor, the one who initiated all these, not all the bills, but, put them all together, we'll have a press conference at City Hall. Okay?
Right.
Okay. And at 1 p.m., the stated meeting, full city council will vote on the FHV bills. So this is what's going on this week. Okay? And I have a flyer. You told me you had this flyer from the Taxi Workers Alliance. Well, I have it in front of me. The flyer is on NYC Taxi News. Okay, if you want to read it, go to the upper left-hand corner of the main page, and there'll be a link for it. Okay, and the link says, Big Week Ahead, be there, and then click to read. Okay, and I'll read it to you now. On August 8th, the City Council will be voting on City Council Speaker Corey Johnson. The mayor, Councilman Steve Levin, who introduced the bill, are all holding strong to support the drivers so we can end our financial crisis. Uber, Lyft, and companies are spending their Wall Street billions to stop the City Council from doing the right thing. The City Council, the media, and the public need to hear and see the drivers. So,
amen.
Right, okay. Now, what the council is voting on August 8th, capped the new FHV cards for 12 months with exception of wheelchair-accessible vehicles. So there'll be no cap if they want to put wheelchair-accessible vehicles on the road. Okay?
Okay.
Which we know they don't. Okay?
Yeah. And there aren't really any calls coming in for that either. I don't know what's going on, but that's the story.
Right. Diamond renewals continue the same. In other words, they will allow Uber drivers to renew their licenses should they wish to, okay? But they're just not going to give out any new licenses, okay? FHV drivers now leasing to their own, FHV drivers now leasing to own their car will be able to get a new vehicle license during the 1 year. TLC authority to regulate app minimum pay for app drivers and app passenger fares. So they're going to vote on a minimum pay that Uber has to pay these drivers, which in fact will tell them, we don't need you. Okay?
Yeah, and then that'll mean Uber is finished.
Right.
Because right now it's a sweatshop.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's it. Well, if they have to pay these people that are just sitting out there for 3 hours to get one fare, they're not going to pay them. They're going to tell you.
Yeah.
You know, the truth of the matter is this, that the number of fares can be handled by half the cars they have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is why if there's 100,000 cars out there, at least 20,000 of them or 25,000 of them aren't really needed. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's the side hustle coming in to work 2-3 jobs a night.
Right.
So that's what killed their drivers.
Right. Uber's game is this: if we don't have to pay these guys, then the more cars out there, the better, because the easier it'll be for us to get the fares.
They're getting 30% of everything. That's,
right.
That's their philosophy.
Exactly.
We're getting 30% of everything.
Right, which is what they call a pyramid scheme. Okay?
Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. You look at the city council, and any city council people who are on the fence. Let's put it this way. In the spirit of fairness with the Uber thing, instead of having 52 city council members, let's expand the city council to 500 city council members, and we'll take the money that's allotted for the 52 and just divide it amongst 5,000. So instead of you making $100,000 a year, you'll be making $10,000 a year. That's fair. I mean, that's fair, isn't it? I mean, that's the same thing. Everybody wants fairness and equality in the city. So let's double or triple, at least triple the amount of people on the city council to 156, and cut their pay to a third. That's what Uber's done. Okay. I mean, in my opinion, that's basically the same thing. And what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So Scroober, I'm going to call him. But you're right. I mean, right now, when Uber first started, their drivers had a bonanza, because there were only maybe like 5,000 Uber cars running around, and they had a lot of accounts. And then they just kept putting more cars and blocking traffic and da-da-da. And the other thing, you can't really even... it's better for the yellow cab driver in the daytime now, because a lot of Uber drivers can't get to their jobs during the daytime because of the traffic, and they're working their straight job, their regular non-Uber 9-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't a lot of Uber coverage in the daytime, which is good for us, and which is why most of the day shifts are selling out in the taxi business, thank God.
Yeah.
The night driver like me is getting screwed, because at 5 o'clock, it's a black swarm of little Uber cars, like a locust plague, descending on the city and blocking traffic with tens of thousands of part-time Uber drivers, many of them illegal. I mean, there's no PIM, passenger information monitor. There's no logging in like we do with yellow cabs for Uber drivers. You can just give a guy a phone and in a car, and he's on the road. There's no guarantee that this person is a licensed driver. I mean, I see at night there's a lot of chicanery going on with fake Uber drivers at the airports and on the streets. And I tell you what, I'm getting into the habit of doing this, not talking about one or two times. I'll see a guy doing a horrible traffic move, and then I'll pull up to him and I'll say, listen, I'll give you a $10 bill. Here it is, right now, $10. If you can show me a legitimate taxi and limousine commission hack license. He goes, I have a hack license. I said, okay, just show it to me, and I don't see the number. I'll give you $10. I have a hack license. I said, okay, great, let me see it. And the passenger looked at him like, okay, well, you know, just show him the hack license, get $10, let's go. He doesn't do it. He runs away. So there's a lot of bogus Uber drivers on the street. And any passengers in Uber cars, ask your driver, say, do you have a TLC license? And the driver, at night, late at night especially, will probably say, yes, and say, okay, let me see it. What? Let me see it. What do you mean? He doesn't have a license. So this is a lot of BS going on. And they're taking their cars from their so-called friends, and their friend is pimping them for pennies on the dollar. Okay. Anyway, where were we?
Well, I'm sure it'll continue to do that in some respect. We need enforcement of all the rules. But
we need to log in. Yeah, they have to log in the Uber driver.
Yes, okay.
Fingerprint.
Okay, yeah. So can you wipe the soap off your box right now, Mike? Okay.
And the what?
Wipe the soap off your box.
No.
Okay.
I'll wipe the spit off the phone. How about that?
All right, cause I'm trapped in the middle of reading this thing.
I'm in the middle of reading this thing,
and you know, you're just taking off there like a rocket ship. All right.
I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, where were we?
The TLC Bye-bye. Authority to regulate app minimum pay for app drivers and app passenger fares. This is what they'll be voting on, okay? The creation of a new corporate license and TLC rule book for the app companies, okay? So they're giving them their own class, okay, even though they have no class.
Yeah.
All right.
No class. There are no class operations.
Yeah, there are no class operations.
In my opinion, with all due respect.
Right, and the class is... app companies that are doing more than, I believe it's 10,000 trips or 100,000 trips a day or something like that.
Right.
Okay, is going to be reclassified. Okay. And the council also announced plans to introduce a bill to put a cap on FHV car vehicle financing and rental leases and to set up a health fund for all drivers. Okay. This is something that the Taxi Workers Alliance has wanted for a long time. It didn't work the last time they tried, okay? But maybe it'll work this time. Taxi drivers do need some sort of health insurance, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Be it you're right.
We got a surcharge for everything else. Why not have like a little inky dinky 10 cent per trip for like health coverage for cabbies? I mean, come on now.
All right.
I mean, the tunnels and tolls and surcharges. I mean, help the cabbies for God's sakes.
Okay.
All right, what else?
So anyway, at the bottom of this PDF I'm looking at, a rally Monday, August 6th, 2 p.m. at Uber and Lyft headquarters, 3147th Avenue, Long Island City, same building the TLC is in, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rally Tuesday, August 7th. The first one was August 6th, right? That's Monday. And Tuesday, it's August 7th, 2 p.m. at City Hall, Broadway and Murray Street. Okay, fill up City Hall to vote day Wednesday, August 8th, 12 p.m. at City Hall. I imagine there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of people there Wednesday. Okay,
good.
So, get there, be there or be square. Okay.
Well, let me just say so long as we're talking about the TLC, they call it the world famous Fauci building. I never even heard of it. How many people have heard of the Fauci building?
Well, it's world famous now because Uber's in it. All right. You know.
And the other thing is, because the thing that's famous, in my opinion, for the TLC being in the world famous Fauci building is that they leased space for the TLC when you have a lot of city property that's sitting empty. So why did the TLC take our money? The taxi commission took our money. And this is, we're on board with all the drivers. I mean, why did the TLC take all the driver money that is being paid into the leasing of floor space in the world-famous Fauci building versus using a building that the city already owns for free? So why is the TLC spending millions of dollars a year to lease space in a building in the middle of freaking nowhere, where you, the only way you can park is going around the corner for $15, versus a city-owned building which exists already, which is bought and paid for by the city, where they could have just thrown two floors of TLC into those buildings? Why did they do that? Who made this stupid deal? I mean, we got all these weird things going on in the city. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of that. Anyway, what else were you?
Okay, well, you know, one of the things that Uber is crying about is how they would be hurting the people that could use them during the period of time when the L train is going to be shut down. Okay.
Yeah.
The L train is going to be. It runs from Canarsie to 8th Avenue in Manhattan. Okay.
Right.
I once rode that train, actually, back in the day. You know, even though I didn't live in Canarsie, I remember I had a girlfriend that lived there, and one time we rode that L train. But people do ride this train every day. Okay.
Yeah. Hipsters.
Yeah. And but it's only going to be shut down from the Bedford Avenue station to the 8th Avenue station in Manhattan. Okay, so half the ride you could do from Canarsie to Bedford Avenue, and Uber wants to be the save everyone by having all of their billion cars waiting to take people into Manhattan, you know, with their Uber pools, right. Uber pools, right? But I'm reading now that there are other solutions, okay? And one is van service will be starting up just for that purpose. And now this is to start in April of next year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's one solution that eliminates Uber, okay? Another solution, very interesting, is that many of the people that need this service can actually work from places where there's Wi-Fi. Okay. So it says here that they're working on ways to work from different Wi-Fi hotspots in Williamsburg rather than needing to go into Manhattan. Okay. So these people are subway riders, okay?
Right.
So it's not like the taxi industry is going to lose any business because they don't use taxis anyway, okay? So either they take the vans, or they work from Wi-Fi hotspots, okay? And you don't have all this extra traffic that Uber would create, okay?
Well, there's a lot of options out there, but like I said, it jumps back to the point, how did all this mess happen in the first place? I mean, you have Cuomo, he's going to go on his third term. I mean, like, I don't even know how that's legal. He's been there for 8 years.
I know.
8 years, yeah. Already. And I think at this stage of the game, a lot of people are probably saying, listen, here's what you do with the subway. Go out and buy a trillion yards of concrete, fill the subways with concrete, and that's the end. It's over. No more subway. Because right now at this stage of the game, yeah, it's just a mess. You got rats and homeless people. It's disgusting. There's no air filter. Garbage on the tracks. I don't see any cops. The only time I saw I see some people working on the tracks. It's like watching slow motion. I mean, they work. It's like 33 and a third. They're just, you know, really going real slow and la di da. Listen, fix something. So apparently, the union has a death grip on anybody from the outside coming in to clean up the tracks and get rid of the rats and the homeless. And I don't, it's just a complete disaster down there. I mean, I take the subway home at night, and my God, it's really just horrible. And there's something going on with de Blasio and Cuomo where de Blasio is saying, oh, it's Cuomo's responsibility, like a couple of little kids, like a couple of 9-year-old brats,
mm-hmm.
where Cuomo's saying, oh, the subways, oh, we have to fix the subway. And de Blasio's saying, well, be my guest. You want to control the subways? Fix the subway. And Cuomo, of course, is doing nothing. Now, the insidious paranoia that I pride myself on Just curious, is anybody being incentivized to keep the subways horrible to promote the Uber cars? Because I said, they keep saying, oh, these Uber car, this, Uber. Now, is someone behind the scenes making a fortune in keeping the subways horrible to promote Uber coverage of subway riders? I mean, if that's the case, then you could make a case that says somebody's making a fortune keeping the subways as a complete shit show. So I just think that's not the case, because right now you got a lot of people making a lot of money doing nothing in the subways. I mean, they just don't do anything. Nothing happens. So, but as far as these vans and cars and everything, it's like we're going back to the turn of the century. We're going back to the 1890s. I mean, we're in the third millennium. All this should have been resolved. And now we're talking about vans and cars and da-da-da-da-da.
Well, they're talking
what
about
progress.
Well, they're talking about Band-Aids, you know. That's basically Band-Aids to fix cancer, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, Band-Aids for cancer.
Yeah. You know,
that's what they should go. That'll be their rally cry. Band-Aids for cancer. So, yeah. And what about the $2.50? Before I forget, what is the deal with this $2.50 per trip? What in the hell is that? Starting January 1st.
Well, they want
for the
taxi passengers to pay for the subways.
But why should they do that? We don't want anything to do with the subways. They love us and they hate the subways. I mean, I get people in the yellow cab constantly saying, I love cabs, I will never take the subway. Boom. Why should they pay? And where's this money going? Hey, I mean, where does the money go for this surcharge? How does it work? When you collect the surcharge, what happens?
When I collect the surcharge, it goes to the MTA.
It goes to the
state of New York, tax people. Okay.
Okay, so it comes in, and you got to pay it what every at the end of every 12 weeks, right?
Every quarter, 4 times a year.
Okay, then there's a grace on that also, right?
20 days.
Okay, so technically, it's every 12 weeks you have to mail in. Each 50 cents that is collected by the driver.
You don't mail it in. It's done with your computer.
So you like zap it into the system. So,
yeah.
All right. So you get 50 cents a trip, and then there's a 20-day grace. So technically,
it doesn't matter anywhere you slice the pie. It's still 4 times a year. Okay.
But at the end of each 12 weeks, you get the
you get a grace, but you should have the money set aside, and not have to worry about the grace. If you don't have the money set aside, then you're not keeping your books correctly. Okay.
Well, there's been a few people lately who have gotten into the jackpot, but not. I mean, they don't have the money. They just
then they're spending the money before they pay the money. You can't do that. It'll catch up with you. It'll catch up with you at some point. Okay, you'll get.
There's a couple of high profile people who have caught up too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, you got to put it aside, just like the TIF money. In fact, they've now collected, and it's due now, if anybody hasn't heard yet. Okay, quarter of the TIF money is due now. Okay.
So what is the TIF? The TIF is 30 cents a trip.
Yeah, right. Okay, so if you should have had that put aside. And it is due now. There's a link on NYC Taxi News front page in the upper right-hand corner that says TIF payments due now, August. Click to read, and you can click on it, and it'll take you to the notice from the Taxi Commission, how to pay it. You probably know how, but it's due now. It's due by August 28th, no later than, I think. It says August 28th, 2018. Full payment is due to the TLC at Laws. Laws is the link on the TLC website. Okay?
Okay.
A failure to submit full payment will result in fines and or possible suspension of your license. And we don't need
there
that.
There you go.
We don't need that. We want the cars out on the street. Okay?
Right.
So forget about the side hustle. Okay? Get your TIF money rolling. All right? Okay, I said, you know, I'm running my medallion, okay, and I set all the money aside. It's set aside. I have no problem. The moment this notice came in, I paid it. Okay.
You know, I would just like to say to the Uber, you know, if you do that, get your side hustle on.
Yeah.
Maybe they could throw in like a little buck dance to go with the guy, you know, saying. Uh-huh. I mean, because like I said, it was sounded to me like such a racist commercial. And you talk about the hinting of the cabbies don't serve the, quote, out-of-boroughs minority community. I mean, that was the most racist commercial I think I've ever heard in my life, in my opinion.
I know, it is racist. Okay, and let me just say this. Get your side hustle on. That sounds like a good opening line for a hit record, you know.
Well, it's like, if you're too old to do the hustle, do the side hustle.
You know, a good ending line to a good title for a record, I should say. Get your side hustle on.
A good hook.
Yeah, a good hook. A right. Hook. It's a good hook. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Get your side hustle on. Go broke doing it. Get your side hustle on. Go broke doing it. That'll be good. I'm working on it.
Yeah, work on it. Write that song, Mike. Okay.
You don't need no rent money. You don't need no food money. Get your side hustle on. Work for Super.
Yeah, that's it, Mike. You got it. You know, they should pay you $1 million for that. Okay.
Right. Well, look, this is a little think tank for the industry.
Yeah.
I mean, we're working for pennies on the dollar. Everybody's throwing money at all these representatives. And me, good old Mike and Abe, soldier on. And Carolyn's out there somewhere, too. She's on assignment.
Carolyn's on assignments this week. Okay. Yeah. Carolyn's a star reporter. She should be working for the Wall Street Journal or some big newspaper. Okay. But she's happy to help us out when she can.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's great. Carolyn is fantastic. I mean, she reminds me of Apple stock at $100 a share. That's Carolyn. I mean, she's like exponentially growing into this investigative stuff.
Okay.
So she'll be there at the meeting, too. And she's great.
She will be there, yes. Now, there's a headline here in the New York Post. Ride-sharing company spent over $1 million lobbying in New York City so far this year. Okay, trying to keep the city council from putting a rope around their neck. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? Which I think fits pretty well, you know?
Well, I missed that completely. What were you saying?
I said they're trying to keep the city council from putting a rope around their neck, which I think fits pretty well, you know?
Well, right now, I mean, there's no blood left to drain them. They can't get any more blood out of it, so I guess I got to find other ways to destroy us. But I'll tell you something else. Right now, I look at all the cabbies, and let's jump topics for a second. They also have to, if some of the city council wants to do the right thing to a degree, let's look at the bathrooms on the streets. I mean, there's no way for these day drivers to use a bathroom. I mean, they have to go into delis and Bogart the bathroom. And then they say, you have to buy something. So basically, you have to pay $5 to go on number one or number two or, you know, I don't know, number three or whatever. But they got to really start working on public bathrooms. I mean, the one problem the city has had with public bathrooms is invariably it becomes a staging area for hookers and crazy people and people sleeping in them. So if you go to the Port Authority or the Penn Station, invariably there's some nut sleeping in a stall.
I know.
Or there's some hooker hooking in the stall, but I mean, so they have to get bathrooms for normal, you know, New Yorkers.
Well, Mike, as far as the taxi industry is concerned, the problem isn't necessarily finding a bathroom. The problem is finding a place to park to go to the bathroom.
That too, I forgot all about
that. Okay, no, well, if they could solve the parking problem, the rest you can do on your own. There are plenty of coffee shops out there, right?
Right.
And, you know, different places. Hospitals. Somebody once told me I like hospitals. Okay? You know, they have clean bathrooms in hospitals. Okay?
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know either. But you know, that's not a, you know, there are all kinds of places you could use the toilet if you could, you know, hotels. Hotels.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I used to use hotel toilets. Okay?
But you need
a place to park, you know, where you won't get towed away or get a $120 ticket or whatever it is, okay? Yeah. All right.
Now, when you use a hotel toilet, did you wipe yourself? Or you had one of the attendants in the bathroom do it for you. I guess it depends on the place.
Well, there was perfume on the napkins, you know. So.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
For everyone. I would hope so.
Yeah, so, you know.
That's the least they could do.
You know, and yeah, I used to, you know, let me tell you the most disturbing thing as far as this subject goes, okay? I can remember one or two nights pulling over. You know, before they had the bike lanes on First Avenue down around 8th Street, 9th Street, you know, that over there, now they have the bike lanes there with little islands, right?
Right.
Okay. You can't. Yeah. But I remember in the days when I used to be able to pull over to the curb, like I'd pull over like at 1 a.m. to run into one of these Korean, what do you call them?
Fruit stands,
right. And I'd go in there, yeah. I'd buy a yogurt or something, or, you know, a piece of fruit, or, you know, or a candy bar or something. And something to keep me going for, you know, till the shift ended at 5 a.m., whatever, right? And I can remember days, you know, I used to wear shoes that had, you know, a lot of grooves in the bottom. You know, groovy soles, and you step in a pile of dog poop, right? Oh my God! Try getting that stuff out.
Yeah, no, that's one of the little joys of cab driving.
Oh my God! I used
dog shit on the streets.
Yeah, yep. I know, and suddenly you realize you stepped in it, and you go, oh my God! Yep. And then you're looking for an ice cream stick or something to actually, you know, clean it out of there, you know, and a place with running water where you can keep rinsing it as you're cleaning, right. You know. I mean, talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, so what's one of the pitfalls of the taxi industry is you never know where you're going to step. You know.
Well, the other little pitfall of the taxi industry, speaking of that subject, is going westbound on Central Park South where the horse carriages are on a rainy day, and someone literally traipsing through the horse crap running towards your car, and you got to, like, just say, listen, no, you got horse crap all over your shoes. You can't get in because you're going to stink up the whole car. It's like, you have to take me. It's like, listen, you're standing in the middle of horse deuce in the rain.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the, it's going to stink up the cab. I mean, these people are crazy. I mean, there's no common sense anymore. They're all texting.
Yeah, well,
so their brains are gone.
Well, there's no rule. It's not in the rule book.
It is in the rule book.
No, it's not in the rule book that you can refuse horse crap on the shoes.
Well, foul-smelling odor. I know. Listen, I know the rule book back of my hand. Uh-huh. I know when. Oh, that's the other thing. So long as you brought that up.
Yeah.
Chairperson Nosy. You might want to read your own rule book, because there are times when cabbies don't have to go to Nassau and Westchester, as in if they've been working for 8 hours, and they don't have to go to New Jersey, okay? But, and she has this propaganda on these dopey passenger information monitors in the back. I say they're dopey because they could have been used for so much good, and they're just, like just there. I mean, there's really no usage of it other than propaganda from the TLC, and she's like, if you have, and she's preaching to people who have the cab, who are sitting in the cab, telling them what to do if they've been refused. It's like, listen, the guy's in the cab. He's not refused. He's sitting there. So they're practically, and the refusals, oh, by the way, a little homage to a Suber with We Don't Go to the Outer Boroughs. The refusal rate for yellow cabs is down, I think, 300%. It went from 5,000 a year to about 1,700 a year for refusal rates from cab drivers. So thumbs up to the cabbies. That's fantastic. And where's the why is it every time something great like that happens we never hear of it? Good old Mike and Abe has to soldier on and tell everybody everything. But there are times legally when you can refuse, and it goes for drunks. It's like, if you had too much to drink, take a cab. Hey, legally we don't have to take it because you're already drunk. And a lot of these people out there get roofied too. They get something put in their drink, and they should go to the hospital. They don't need a cab. They need an ambulance. So these are some things we got to look into. Listen, yeah. I got to get to work because the time is nigh.
Okay, let me just take this time to introduce a new sponsor we have. Okay, and that is Equity Now. You can see they're out on the front page of NYC Taxi News, and basically what they do is they lend money to medallion owners. Now the way it was explained to me by their CEO is that there are banks, and I'm not talking about the credit unions like Melrose and others that are foreclosing on medallions, okay? Mm-hmm. But there are banks that, rather than foreclose on the medallion, if you owe like a X amount of money, $500,000, $600,000, this is what I was told, okay? I can't say this for sure, but there are banks out there that will let you off the hook if you want to mortgage your house for, say, $200,000 or $300,000 and pay that amount to the bank. They'll let you go
like
on.
Like solidify the loan.
They'll solidify the loan. Now, many banks will not lend you that money, but this new sponsor of ours, Equity Now, will possibly do that for you. Okay, so you might want to check them out.
Let them explain it themselves.
Okay, I could actually read their ad. I just want to read their ad when it comes up in a minute or two. Okay, on the computer, it's coming up. Hold on, 1, 2. One of their ads says, "Pay off your medallion loan." Hold on, pay off your medallion loan. Pay off your medallion loan. Very low competitive rates. Pay off your credit card debt. No tax. I got to keep this thing from moving out of the way. No tax return programs available. Buy an investment property. Qualify using rental leases. Credit scores down to 600. Qualify using bank deposits. I believe that 600 is meant to be 500. He's going to change that. Okay?
Okay.
So anyway, check out the new sponsor that we have. And check out all of our sponsors. MTBOT, Checker Management, mm-hmm. WB Taxi, Taxi CPA, Peter Joseph, and Queen's Medallion. And we want to thank all of these people for supporting us. Okay? And
Queen's Medallion, he's also one of the new kids. He's coming in. Thank you. They had a great operation. The guy, I remember when he was working in a little taxi garage, sitting behind a desk breathing exhaust and carbon monoxide all day long, scraping every dollar together to build his business. And now he has a very viable enterprise, mm-hmm. a lot of happy cab drivers, so they're out in Long Island City, Queens Management. So that's good. What's the full name of there, Queens Medallion Management?
Queens Medallion Leasing.
Queens Medallion Leasing, so their number's on the front page of the website.
Okay.
So we got things rolling here, and like I said, the new advertiser, you can call that person, ask them more about financing, because we don't know anything.
Yeah, 212-664-8900. Okay.
Right. Call them. Don't listen to us. Call them. They know everything.
Call them. They know everything. So if you need money to help you get out of, stay out of foreclosure and keep your medallion, okay, they may have the answer for you. Okay.
Excellent. That's
all right. So, Mike, it's been a pleasure, and thank you for doing the show and, the Mike and Abe show.
Well, like I said, Abe, thank you very much. And I appreciate all our steady listeners out there. It's a lot of fun doing this show.
Yeah.
And not nearly as much as driving a cab, obviously. But it's a lot of fun doing the show. And we're looking into some other things. We're trying to get some other things going along the lines of helping to get the word out to cab drivers. Because information is gold. I mean, information is what will help get us out of this mess. Because right now there's so much propaganda and BS that we have to start circling the wagons and make sure that our side is out there.
Yeah.
So we got our big butter knife, and we're cutting through the BS as soon as we can.
Yeah, and
so that's good.
And if you can, we want you to be at City Hall, if not all those days for these demonstrations. Be there on Wednesday when the big vote is going to take place. Okay?
Right. Stick your head in the door. You don't got to spend the whole day there. Just show up. I mean, a lot of success is being there.
Yeah.
So, that's the way the politicians think. They look at people and say, like, when Sharpton had demonstrations, he had, like, a million people marching down Flatbush Avenue. And guess what? The politicians listen to stuff like that.
Okay.
And it isn't a very big election year, so they're listening more intently than ever. So let's get to it, everybody.
We're going
to
get all some action on Wednesday, okay? All right.
I'll be there.
All right, Mike, everybody, have a good week, and we'll see you again next week, okay?
Take care, New York. Take care, world. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you later.